This is the Camp Quest podcast. I'm Kim Newton, Camp Quest's executive director, and this is our first podcast episode. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You can find out more about Camp Quest and our network of secular camps that focus on science, natural wonder, and humanist values online at campquest.org. Last weekend, we had the chance to visit the American Atheist Convention in Cincinnati, Ohio. We connected with dozens of Camp Quest fans and supporters at the convention, including two people who you'll hear from in this episode, Dusty and Ashley. Dusty is a secular parent who has started to build a social network for other secular parents, and Ashley is a camper and secular activist. Here are their stories.
My name is Dusty Sovereign. I live in Richmond, Virginia, by way of Houston, Texas, and I'm originally from Toronto, Canada. I am the organizer of a group called Little Heathens and a larger group called Secular Family Social Club, and I help families, secular families, connect and form communities.
So what brings you to the convention?
I'm actually an assistant state director for American Atheists, and in my role, I am participating in activism that will provide modernized, comprehensive sex education in public schools.
That's amazing. We definitely need more of that. So tell us about Little Heathens.
Several years ago, when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, I was looking around on Meetup, and I found a atheist mom group, and it was called Little Heathens, and I joined, and I ended up just basically taking it over, and I became really passionate. I made an amazing group of friends, and we had our own sort of little village, and I realized that was something that everyone could have. It wasn't something that was unique to me and my friends. Mm-hmm. So my greater mission is to help other people find their kith, as I like to call it, their family,
yeah.
And get that sort of community support that I think atheist families need.
So how many groups do you have?
Right now we have 4 active groups. The one in Richmond is the most active. We have upwards of 140 secular parents in that group. The next largest group is in Houston, and they have about 50. And then we have some smaller groups in Chattanooga and Anchorage.
So are they meeting up, or are they mostly just connecting online?
They meet up. That's the purpose. It is an in-person meetup community. So while sometimes we get, we go through phases where there's more activity online, the mission is to bring people together in person so that their kids can, play together, and they can, meet other atheists and exchange stories, get advice, sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah. So are the parents involved? Do they have kids of a certain age range, or all age ranges?
Right now it's school age children, so high school and younger. The majority of our parents at this point, I would say, are younger, elementary and younger. Mm-hmm. We're working really hard to engage the parents with older kids. And so that's one of the reasons why we're interested in sort of connecting with Camp Quest, because I think that's something that a lot of our members who we don't see as often would be really interested in. And a lot of people don't know about it. So,
how would I find out more about or join up?
If you can go on Facebook and you can search for Little Heathens, and you should get results for the different groups around the country that exist. If you're interested in starting your own group, you can reach out to me. I have a Facebook page called Secular Family Social Club. There I share information about building community, social justice as it pertains to children and families, which I think is a really important part of being a secular parent. We don't have like a Bible or a sort of code to refer to, but we do have a lot of stuff out there that more modernized education, I think, is really great for families. So you can look me up on Facebook, Secular Family Social Club. And if you don't have a group in your area and you would like to start one, I'm always happy to help anyone who wants to sort of go down that path. It's work, but it's work that really, really, the payout is amazing.
That's awesome, Dusty. So tell me about why you think it's important to provide provide this kind of support to families and parents?
We're at a time where more families than ever are raising their kids outside of religion. A lot of those families have left religion, and in doing so, they've left their community. It's really common for atheist families to be estranged from the family or live apart from their family. So they're sort of raising their kids alone. Maybe they're raising their kids sort of like by the seat of their pants because they've come from a culture based in the biblical ethics. So parents, I think that we need to support each other in sort of like moving forward, like what is our moral framework, you know, for being non-religious parents. What's one of the reasons why I think social justice education is so important. But also parents, atheist families face unique challenges. A lot of stories I hear from parents involve religious bullying. A lot of parents deal with unwanted indoctrination, whether it's coming from their school, their friends and community, and even their own family members. And for me, Little Heathens is a safe place where those people can come and share their stories and just get acceptance and support and maybe commiseration from other people and advice. And all of the families that have joined us, they all realize this is something that's filled a hole that they didn't really know existed. So it's been really, really great. And it's great to know that you have that to fall back on when you can't turn to your own family or your own community.
I know, as a new parent myself, I definitely wanted to connect with other parents that way and, you know, have gotten our secular humanist group started just for the purpose of trying to connect with other people and build that community. And so much of what you're saying, you know, Camp Quest does. And so, you know, you're familiar with our mission to provide fun friends and free thought and to build that community based in science and ethics and critical thinking. So what do you think that means for you, for your kids, to be able to connect through a camp community specifically?
I think it's amazing. I think that we need more opportunities like Camp Quest. I mean, I would love it if Camp Quest was something that ran all summer and, you know, kids could go. They didn't have to just vie for spots for 1 week, because it is popular. Those people who know about Camp Quest, they're on it. And I know in our region, Camp Chesapeake, I'm not sure about in 2019, but I heard in 2018, it's filled in 2 weeks.
Yes. And some of our camps fill up in minutes, like,
so the
like
need
literally
is,
within an hour.
The need is there. And the need is there for secular everything. Like, the biggest question I get is, where is a great preschool that I can send my child that's affordable and not religious? And, you know, atheist families, they really want that. They want to be able to connect with people who share their values. And more importantly, they want their kids to be able to connect with people who have shared values, because they're facing so much resistance out in the world currently. And like I said, a lot of kids do have a tough time and they get bullied. And parents want to be able to send their kids to a camp like Camp Quest, where they know that they're safe from that, you know, and, you know, the ideals are more in keeping with theirs. Like I said, I think Camp Quest is great and we need more. If you're out there and you have an idea for something like Camp Quest, please pursue it, because if you build it, they will come. You know, the atheist parents, especially now, like I said, more than ever, they're out there and they're on the internet and they're asking, like, where can I send my kids? Where can I take my kids? What's going on?
Right. And like, so right now, even we're still asking that question within Camp Quest, is how can we build out our programs to really meet the demand that's out there? And we are exploring all kinds of questions around, you know, how could we create those points of community connection throughout the year? How could we build out our day camp programs, serve more communities and more kids? So if you are interested in learning more about Camp Quest, then definitely please visit our website, campquest.org. So Dusty, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm always happy to talk about secular family community. And if you're out there and you want to talk to me, you can hit me up on Facebook at Secular Family Social Club.
Thanks, Dusty.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll hear from Ashley. She's a camper at Camp Quest West in California.
What's your name and how old are you and where are you from?
My name is Ashley. I am 12 years old and I'm from California.
And so you're a Camp Quest camper?
Yes.
Right? So where do you go to camp?
I go to camp on the West Coast.
Yeah, Camp Quest West.
Yes. And I enjoy it there. I haven't gone just because I've been super busy, but so much fun. It's a great way to connect and hang out with other people.
So how old were you when you first went to camp?
I was 8 or 9 years old when I first went. And I went with my dad, and he was a counselor there.
That's awesome. So what was your favorite part about camp when you were there?
My favorite part maybe was camping out underneath the stars.
Mm-hmm. What did you do during that?
We played games, and I remember looking at planets through a telescope, and that was so amazing to me.
So what other sort of fun activities do you get to do at Camp Quest?
There's a lot of different things. I remember there was a party. Mm-hmm. There was a party once. They do it every year, I think. Mm-hmm. There's usually different themes. There's usually a scavenger hunt thing play mm-hmm. that they do. There's swimming. There's a hike, which I really enjoy.
So all sorts of traditional, fun camp activities?
Yes.
So what sort of things happen at Camp Quest that you think might not happen at other camps?
Usually, like, they'll bring out these cards with different atheists or atheists, usually people who don't, like, were... say they were in religion, and they'd tell you some things before, usually I think breakfast, lunch, do that. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty cool that you usually wouldn't do at a regular camp.
Right. That's our famous Free Thinkers program.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to learn about the contributions of atheists and other non-theists to society. And how about science stuff? Do you remember doing any cool science activities?
Yeah, I remember one time there was a box activity where you had to find, like, what kind of things were in the box, and, like, there was a marble, and you had to find out where certain, like, bars of wood were to find out where the marble would go. And I remember I got one of them right, and I was so excited.
That was a really tough critical thinking challenge there
yeah.
for you. So what would you tell to a kid who is maybe nervous about going to camp? What would you tell to them about Camp Quest, encouraging them to go?
I remember when I first went to camp, I was super nervous, but looking back, I shouldn't have been nervous because it's so much fun. There's so many people there, and you instantly connect with people, especially in your cabin, because you get to know them over the course of a week. And I remember my counselors, and most of the counselors were really comforting. So if you were ever homesick, they'd comfort you. I remember my counselor, I was a little homesick, but then they comforted me, and that made me super happy. And so that made me want to go again and again. And I think it's just so much fun. Lots of kids love the activities there. And it's just very fun.
So you only get to go to camp, you know, for 1 week in the summer. But has going to Camp Quest helped inspire you to do different things throughout the year or at school, certain projects or activities that you've been involved in since going to camp?
Yes, it has. I never really was into science before I went. And then when I came back, I've been into doing sciencey stuff. I've been more into chemistry. And I know I like cooking, which is kind of like chemistry. And science, because you have to measure stuff, make sure you do it properly. And so it's pretty fun because, like, other people like doing the same things. And science, you can do a whole bunch of different things. It doesn't mean you have to do just one thing. You can experiment and put together stuff that usually people wouldn't do, and you can be your own unique crazy self doing it.
That's awesome. And that's pretty much what camp's about, right? It's about being your own unique crazy self,
mm-hmm.
giving kids a chance to be their authentic selves no matter what their identity is or, you know, what they think they might want to do when they grow up. So do you kind of have a sense of what that is for you, and what grade are you going into?
Well, I'm in 6th grade going into 7th grade, and I feel like I have a little bit more responsibility after I went to camp, because it teaches you to kind of take care of yourself more and to look out for your surroundings and understand to do stuff on your own and not just rely on something, especially religion, because, like, it teaches you to rely on something that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches kids to rely on stuff. Going to camp, it teaches kids to rely on stuff that's there and to actually do stuff with your own thinking and physical rather than just thinking of an imaginary thing.
Right. It sounds like, you know, it maybe inspired you to tap into your own power, right? Your own self-confidence and mm-hmm. the things that you can do.
Yeah.
And the difference that you can make as an individual. So what sort of things, you know, like that are happening in the world today, you know, other issues that you really care about?
I think, well, I mean, there's lots of different things going on. There's lots of different things that people, you know, like, believe in more, like, need, they think problems need to be fixed more. And I do agree that most things are troubling now in this time. And I think just, like,
so just getting out there and trying to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like after going to camp, it's encouraged me to come to rallies and American Atheist and Freedom From Religion Foundation with my dad. And so this is maybe my third or fourth time going to, a different place, traveling around with my dad to come and listen to these people talk. And it gives me a sense of feeling that that I have a better thinking process than most of the kids in my school because I'm able to understand more things now when I go to these things rather than just following what other kids say or do. And it's awesome to be unique and different and not follow through with other people doing other things.
That's really amazing that you're getting this kind of unique opportunity to travel around with your dad and get these unique experiences and to really learn to think for yourself. So what do you find is maybe like the most inspiring thing about these kinds of events for you?
I think the most inspiring thing about these events is to speak out and to make sure that you're not secluded and just follow what everyone else does. It teaches people to get out there, make your point, do what you need to do to get out there and leave your mark and make everyone know this is what you're here to do and at least listen. And if they're really into it, join you in it.
Mm, that's amazing. What a great message that you have for other kids. So would you say to say another kid who's thinking about, gosh, I don't know if I can really feel like being myself at school, what would you say to encourage them?
I would say go for it as long as you don't get in trouble.
But also, right, go out and make your own mark in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go out and be the change you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Don't follow in other kids' footsteps. Even if it's a good idea or a bad idea, don't do it. Make yourself known for stuff that you want to do. Do stuff that you believe in you want to do.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Thank you for letting me talk to you.
All right. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Camp Quest Podcast. You can find out more about us online at campquest.org.